The Congressional Budget Office recently published its annual predictions for Social Security. No surprise, it finds the cherished program will go broke in a few years, unless Congress changes the rules or raises taxes. Brenton Smith isn't so sure. He's the founder of an organization called Fix Social Security Now. He's been studying the program for years and joins me with some ideas. Brenton, good to have you on.
Tom, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
And you're saying that the CBO estimates aren't wrong, but they're only part of the story, perhaps.
Well, I think that they're part of the story. I tend to look at these estimates as bookends on the shelf. They tend to give you a range. I think the big ticket item out of the CBO report is the consequences will arrive sooner. They're larger and tend to be much more expensive to fix. The big ticket is there's just no certainty. You know, you'll hear people say that Social Security can pay every penny to everyone for 17 years. Fact is, we don't know. We don't even know how they will allocate the shortfall in 2029 or 2034 or when the trust fund is exhausted.
When you say we don't know, is that because of possible changes in policy by the trustees, by Congress, or because economic projections might change?
There is no law that defines how the shortfall would be allocated. We know that benefits will be reduced to the level of revenue. And that means that there will be some reductions. We just don't know how they'll be allocated. Are they going to be allocated equally? Does everyone get a 20% cut? Or is there going to be some measure of delayed payment? We just don't know.
Now, you have taken issue with something I wrote, that Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system. That is to say, it has obligations every year, and it has revenues every year, and there's something in the neighborhood of $900 billion. What is your definition of how it works?
Well, people tend to discount the interest that's earned on the trust fund. I think the trust fund is very real. It generates nearly $100 billion in revenue, and I tend to think of that interest as theoretical workers. You know, people talk about declining workers to retirees and make a big deal out of it, but they ignore the revenue that comes in from the trust fund. The trust fund represents almost a full worker per retiree. So when people say we have three workers to every retiree, the fact is we actually have closer to four. It's just about the total economic earning power of the system. And I think that the interest is no different than the revenue that comes from the workers.
But the trust fund's interest does come from the U.S. Treasury, correct?
It does. And the revenue that goes to, say, China, the bonds held by China earn interest that are paid by the Treasury. Private pensions earn interest that's paid by the Treasury. Social Security is no different, has no different credit quality in their bonds. Their bonds are just as good as the ones that are owned by you and me.
Now, the CBO report has some projection of when the trust funds will be depleted.
Combined trust funds will be exhausted in 2029. Now, sometimes people separate the trust funds. They look at the disability trust fund, which I think goes to zero in 2022. And then they look at the retirees, the old age and retirement pension, which I think goes insolvent in 2030. So I think I tend to look at them as together, because I don't think we're going to let disability go to insolvency when there's money in the old age retirement program.
I mean, the Social Security Administration itself, does it run them as separate trust funds, or is it really just one big fund and it's an accounting entry that divides it partly?
It's run as two separate funds. But you saw in this past year that Congress can easily reallocate revenue from one to the other. The trustees, the Social Security Administration, two totally separate funds, but they have to do what Congress tells them to do. And Congress this past year told them, give more money to the disability fund.
We're speaking with Brenton Smith. He's the founder of Fix Social Security Now. My question is to you, are you wishing that perhaps the incoming Trump administration, the Republican-controlled Congress, somebody would be talking more about the long-term issue of Social Security?
I've written for years about this system and the potential damage that it has. Today, you know, we tend to look at the system in the immediacy. Is it going to pay bills this year? But that's not really the relevant measure. Somebody retires right now, today, they're turning 66 something. They expect to live for 20 years. About half of the people retiring today expect to be around for at least 5 to 8 years of insolvency. We can't look at that. Is it paying bills today? It really is about old age and providing insurance to people who don't know how long they're going to live.
What does that mean in terms of what policy might support that better?
Oh, you have to start looking at the long-term view. You can't say that paying benefits for 12 to 17 years is acceptable. You have to provide a stable platform for people who are ending their work career. Social Security isn't like, say, farm subsidy. If I stop subsidizing corn, you know, the farmer's going to switch to soy or wheat or something else. And if I stop subsidizing wheat or that something else, they'll just grow condos. They have options. The guy who retires and loses the ability to work, he doesn't have any other options. When Social Security goes into crisis, it will go into crisis much like a tsunami that targets people who can't swim. People don't take this program very seriously, and we have to start looking long term because these people are going to be alive long term.
With an expanded view of how long people do in fact live, as you say, from the point at which they are eligible for Social Security, what are two or three, say, of your top policy suggestions that could give it that long-term stability?
I look at technical things within the program that I think are flawed. I look at benefits that we give to married people that aren't given to single people. I think that is a very troubling mix. You get more the more you make. You know, the poor guy, he's going to get very little. He's the guy who's 46, who has two kids, who's a cardiologist, his kids are going to get paid a ton of money. We've created benefits. We just have expanded it for nearly 80 years without looking at what the costs were. So I think you got to ask, what is the purpose of Social Security? It was supposed to lower the statistical probability of poverty and old age. It's a brilliant program, but the way we run it, it hasn't really targeted that specific goal.
Brenton Smith is founder of Fix Social Security Now and a frequent writer on this topic. Thanks so much for joining me.
Sir, thank you very much for having me.
We'll post this interview along with a link to more information at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.